Yes?
Mr. President?
Yep.
I have an assistant secretary, Roland Rennie, for international relations, which is a very important position around here. He is going to resign to run for governor of Montana at the instance of Mike Mansfield.
Yeah.
I've been doing some broad shopping around from the standpoint, primarily, frankly, of getting the best man I could on this, and of course someone that could help us politically, could go out and operate.
Mm-hmm.
I have a strong recommendation to make, and I'd like to call it to your attention.
Good.
It's Bob Lewis, who is from Wisconsin, formerly in the governor's office with Gaylord Nelson, also worked for a short time with Brockmeyer on the Hill, has a broad background in agriculture, worked during the campaign on the farmer for Kennedy and Johnson, has been here in the department in a second level but very important area. I have great regard for his ability and know-how, and would strongly urge you give him every consideration.
All right, send me a memo over a page on him. Let me have his background.
Fine, fairly quickly. I think what he and Mike Mansfield are thinking about is probably trying to have him resign directly to you, which would tie into that Montana campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking about his recent play date as Monday, and at that time it would take something off everybody's back, I think, if the other appointment could be.
Why don't you find the greatest farm woman with an international background in this country and name, give it to a woman, and let these 5 million women, 5 million more women you got than men, think Freeman's a hero.
Well, I didn't think
that you've got these farm women in every home, and let them see that you've got one in there, and look around over the country and look and see who's the head of all your demonstrators, or your county agents, or your vocational work, or the outstanding state one. You probably don't speak to this woman, but I'm talking about somebody like Joseph or Libby Smith or somebody that has the farm background.
Well,
that is outgoing, and that that we could send to meetings of women. The truth of business is they got 5 million more women voting than men. We got a cabinet made up wholly of men. We got independent agencies made up wholly of men. The best thing we've got is sometimes we promote them to a secretary. I mean a stenographer. And we just can't ever find one that's qualified. Rusk looks to find one for ambassador, but we just don't ever quite make it. And I bet you can do, man. You kind of put me on the spot when I go to recommend anybody to ever work for Brockmeyer.
Well, he left Brockmeyer, frankly, because he couldn't stand him any more than you and I can. That's exactly why
I know,
he left.
But that shows up in the thing that they read all over the United States when they name him, that he's a former assistant of Brockmeyer. And the first spot I'm on is that the only appointments I ever make are people from Wisconsin, where the Madison Times has given me unshirted hell, and the Milwaukee Journal, and the whole Brockmeyer every day, and Nelson too. Nelson spent all of his time when he was governor denouncing me every week. And that's the first date I go to give a little political preferment. Mm-hmm. It's just embarrassing. I can explain it, and I will, and I go with my men, and you don't need to look back on me. I'm just giving you some of the things that you ought to see in this picture. But if I could, and I could find some Eleanor Roosevelt with an agriculture background, as good looking, about 40 years old, and as outgoing and could talk, I'd damn sure do it. And I'd be the hero. I'll guarantee you these women will support you. The only press I've got that's worth a goddamn is these women writers. Mm-hmm. And every one of them are writing all the time. Did you see Betty Beale take Charlie Bartlett's pants off last Sunday?
Yeah, I sure did. Wonderful. Well, I'll sure look.
Just give a little thought to that, and then we'll go whatever you want. How are you going to get your bill out and pass it before civil rights comes up?
Well, they're sweating it out up there today. It's a real difficult one. The bill will come out easy, except Elner's got a tough fixation here, and gee, I've nursed him every way we can.
Well, you can. You can still nurse him. You just go and brag on him some more and tell him that this is the only way to solve it, and somebody's got to give, and if he'll give to you this year, you'll give to him next year. Just say, I'll just have to work out some of the things I don't believe in on rice.
Yeah.
if you'll go with some of the things that I do believe in on cotton.
We'll keep at it, we are.
I'll tell you who I want. I'll appoint James that job. That's exactly what I want. I made a Democratic speech out here with her one night, and she ran a dinner. That's the most valuable part of our cabinet. It's your wife.
Well, she's now, fully employed.
Well, why don't you? She got a sister?
She's employed, too.
And she got a sister-in-law or something?
She'll be out there pitching.
Well, I know, but I want somebody like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is...
You just get some woman that looks like her, acts like her, talks like her, that knows something about agriculture.
Well, the only one that's even close to that is your wife, Mr. President. There aren't many like that.
Mine gave me hell this morning because I've got too much to do. She's got too much to do.
Oh,
you look at
wonderful.
It and then send me that sheet over on this fellow.
I'll do my damnedest. Thanks, sir.